With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Berkshire Hathaway has recently invested millions of dollars in financial technology companies.
These are somewhat surprising investments for Berkshire, a little bit different from their traditional investment style, and it shows that the company's new generation of leaders, the portfolio managers that work for Warren Buffett, are taking the company in slightly new directions in terms of investment opportunities.
Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman has the details, but first, these top stories. It's another big earnings week for tech companies, and options traders are expecting big moves in the sector. Facebook reports after the bell on Tuesday, and data from Trade Alert shows options prices forecast a swing of 9% in shares in the coming days. Several controversies this year have sent Facebook shares down nearly 20% so far this year. It's also a big week for Apple stock watchers. The company is holding an event in New York on Tuesday and reports third quarter earnings later in the week on Thursday. Also on Thursday, a preliminary hearing has been set for Robert Bowers, the man charged in the shooting deaths of 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday. Bowers remains in custody without bond after a court appearance on Monday. Meanwhile, families of the victims are preparing for a series of funerals this week. The White House says President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will meet with families in Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Venture capitalists are investing more money in grocery technology. According to PitchBook, they've invested more than $1.2 billion so far this year, more than double last year's amount. More grocers, including Kroger and Walmart, are now using robots and artificial intelligence to keep up with online competition, as well as competition from food delivery companies. The U.S. Treasury Department expects to issue over $1 trillion in debt this year as the deficit grows amid higher government spending and stagnant tax revenue. The department expects net marketable debt to total $425 billion in the fourth quarter, meaning this year's debt could be the highest annual debt issuance since 2010. Still to come, more details on Berkshire Hathaway's foray into fintech. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has invested about $600 million in two big financial technology companies. The investment in fintech marks a departure for the company, which usually invests in blue-chip companies. Joining us now in our studio with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, what can you tell us about these two companies that Berkshire's invested in recently?
So in August, Berkshire Hathaway made an investment in the parent company of Paytm, which is a mobile payment service in India. And then just last week, Berkshire participated in the IPO of StoneCo Limited, which is a Brazilian financial services company. And both of these companies are large, but they're still considered kind of fintech, financial technology, newer companies in the payments financial space. And then they're also both in emerging markets. And all of these things are a little bit new and interesting for Berkshire.
And even CEO Warren Buffett has said technology investments are not in his area of expertise. So what do we make of this?
So neither of these are Warren Buffett investments. Both of these investments were initiated and spearheaded by Todd Combs, who's one of the two portfolio managers that work with Warren Buffett to identify investments for Berkshire. And so, as Buffett says, technology is a little outside his area of expertise, but Todd Combs and the other portfolio manager, Ted Weschler, have their own areas of expertise, and they have the ability to make investments for Berkshire and identify opportunities on their own without having to necessarily run that through Buffett or run that up the flagpole and get his involvement.
What do you think is the overall significance of this investment? Does it mark a shift in course for Berkshire, more responsibility for the company's portfolio managers who you just mentioned?
Well, I think it definitely shows that the portfolio managers are taking the company in slightly new directions, that they're identifying opportunities that maybe Warren Buffett and his business partner, Charlie Munger, wouldn't identify on their own. But these are still, from Berkshire's perspective, small investments. Each of them is just a couple hundred million dollars, whereas Warren Buffett makes investments on the size of several billion or even tens of billions of dollars. And so these are still small investments. They're not going to move the needle for Berkshire's financials. But it's interesting to see Todd Combs, one of the portfolio managers, taking new risks and identifying new opportunities in his investments.
And what about for these two fintech companies? I imagine such an investment from Berkshire Hathaway gives them some more weight and ability to attract more investors.
That's definitely a trend, that anytime Berkshire Hathaway invests in a company, that can attract a lot of other investors who like to follow what Berkshire does. And this definitely shows the maturity of the fintech space, that these are relatively large companies at this point. They have a big market presence in their markets. And so fintech is no longer just baby startups. These are more mature companies that can attract big investors like Berkshire.
And Nicole, Berkshire is also expected to report earnings this week.
Yes, Berkshire Hathaway will report its third quarter results on Saturday, and something that investors are going to look for is any news about buybacks and whether the company is deciding to buy back more shares recently.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman joining us in our studio with the latest on Berkshire Hathaway's recent investment in fintech. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.